This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
James, the new website is jamesfetzer.org. Jamesfetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R.org. Jamesfetzer.org. James, you used to have a Blogspot website. Now, and this is his new website, and he's written tons of books, what have you. Please check that out. I mean, it's well worth your attention. Agree, disagree, whatever. He deserves a voice. He deserves to be able to speak, and we are very happy to be able to have him on. A couple thoughts, and then we got another special guest coming on. Marie is going to be joining us from Project 101, Marie Fisher. A couple more thoughts on this vaccine thing. It's interesting that it's centered, supposedly, in the Jewish community there in New York. And I just have a hard time seeing Jews lining up for any government thing, period. You know, like line up and roll up your sleeve and let me inject something into you. I just don't think Jews historically are going to go with that.
Well, Daniel, it's a very curious situation because it appears to me that unless we can induce Congress to restore liability to Big Pharma, that the American people are going to remain their experimental guinea pigs when they have no responsibility for the consequences. They could put out vaccines that are dangerous, even fatal, that can bring about permanent brain damage, for example, and not be responsible, not be subject to lawsuits, not pay a penny in fines for that abuse of the American people. Congress was utterly irresponsible in giving them an exemption from liability. That must be restored. Everyone yes. here in this audience has to demand of their representatives and their senators that they restore liability to Big Pharma, or our fate remains totally uncertain in the profit margins of Big Pharma.
All right. Now, the last question I'm going to ask on this subject, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer it or not, but we're seeing push comes to shove, seemingly. Whatever these health organizations, these states, Big Pharma influence, whatever it is, there's a huge push for forced mandatory vaccines. You have another group of people whose children have been damaged, who are absolutely against this, who homeschool, who whatever. They seem dug in also. It seems like I said, push is coming to shove. Where do you think this is going?
Well, we got to restore the rights of the American people and the American parent to do what's best for children. This is really a move by Big Pharma to mandate vaccines so they can jack up their profits. It's really outrageous, Daniel. Look how Amazon has banned books that are giving the case against vaccinations. But since that's one of their most profitable retail lines, Big Pharma obviously is opposed and is flexing its muscle. They want us all to fall in line. The number of vaccines children are being given has increased dramatically over the years, Daniel. It used to be two or three. I've heard estimates as high as 23 or even 32.
No, it's in the 60s right now. It's in the 60s right now. If you from the time you're born to 18 years old, if you do everything that all the states recommend. Let me point back this question, because you kind of answered it, but kind of didn't. Do you see, this is push, again, this is push coming to shove. Are they going to go door to door and try to force people the vaccine? What if, you know, Timmy wants to go to Cracker Barrel, but Timmy's 8 years old and he's not vaccinated for measles? Can he not go to Cracker Barrel anymore? And what's that going to look like? Are the police going to arrest him? Are they going to arrest his parents? That's what I mean. Is it really going to come to push to come to shove?
Well, it just may, Daniel. I know as a parent, this is a life and death matter to me, the quality of my children's lives and the idea
sure.
that I'm going to maximize the profits of these pharmaceutical companies by putting my children at risk. For me, that's a bottom line issue. I wouldn't allow it, and I foresee the tensions are going to grow. And in states like California, they may have a crack up bigger than the San Andreas Fault.
Very good. Well, let's transition. We spent quite a bit of time on this subject. Obviously, we're going to stay abreast of it, ladies and gentlemen. How this breaks down, is this a trial balloon in Rockland County, New York? Population about 330,000, 340,000 there. you know, how's this going to go? We'll keep you up to date for sure about that. Let's transition. Now, another, like, you know, WTF, Marie is laughing, another WTF moment is Jussie Smollett was looking at 16 felonies, basically, for filing a false report that he had a hate crime against him. Somebody, yep. You know, scribbled all kind of racial things and threw bleach on him, what have you, turned out to be a complete hoax, and now the charges have been dropped. Now, James, you go ahead and start, and I know we got a special guest here you want to introduce.
Yeah, I certainly do. Well, the whole thing was a complete setup. I mean, he claimed that at 2 a.m. on one of the coldest nights in Chicago that a couple of guys accosted him and beat him up as though they would have recognized him to be this gay black actor. According to him, they had a bottle of bleach, which, by the way, at the temperature then would have been frozen solid. How many guys, if you're talking about goons, are going to be out at 2 a.m. with a bottle of bleach looking for some black gay guy they can beat up? The whole thing was phony. It turned out it was his personal trainer and an extra on the set of Empire where he's an actor. He paid him $3,500. They've acknowledged it. They found the bleach and red hats. He had them buy mega hats and claimed this was mega country. Well, Chicago isn't mega country. Chicago went 80% for Hillary Clinton. The whole story was completely absurd. The police wound up spending a vast amount of manpower, probably 100,000 hours on it. And now it turns out that the district attorney has set him free and sealed the case. It all smacks of politics. In fact, Laura Ingraham last night was talking about Michelle Obama may have played a role because it appears that her former chief of staff intervened here. I know Jussie Smollett was campaigning for Kamala Harris. I'm even getting reports that he's actually the nephew of Kamala Harris. Maybe he threatened he was going to blow the whole thing open, that he was doing this to benefit Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. And I wanted to reach out to a very august organization, Project 21, which represents black leadership in the United States today. And Maria Fisher was available to join us, and I'm very pleased to have her here. Maria, would you give us a bit of background about Project 21 and your take on this Jussie Smollett fiasco?
Sure. Project 21 is an initiative of the National Center on Public Policy Research, and the purpose is to promote the views of African-Americans whose entrepreneurial spirit, dedication to family, and commitment to individual responsibility have traditionally been echoed by the National Civil Rights Establishment. So we've been, you know, active in a lot of issues. And also National Center of Public Policy Research is, you know, believe in free markets, smaller governments, and we're just echoing that sentiment and bringing it to black communities in order to, you know, increase growth and wealth in the black community.
Obviously, Marie, let me say welcome, Marie, to the Power Hour. It's a pleasure to have you here. James speaks very highly of you, so thank you for your time. Obviously, if what Jussie had said was true, you know, it's kind of shocking, especially the black community really lights a real spark under you, I can only imagine. What is the idea and the thoughts now that we see what this really was? What does the black community think of this?
First of all, I mean, we look at it, especially in this case, I mean, this is a matter of, at the end of the day, it's like elitism. I mean, here's a man, he's an actor, he's well-connected, well-off, and then all the charges were dropped. Heaven knows if it was anybody else, no matter what their race, those charges would not have been dropped. You would be looking at, you know, not even plea deal or reducing, you would, no. They would probably throw in the book at you.
Yeah. Go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
And I just feel that it's, you know, again, it's not even a matter of racial at this point. It's a matter of class. And you see the elite, again, there are laws for everybody else and laws for them.
Have you seen, do you feel, you know, obviously you represent black community. You seem like from a conservative point of view. Do you feel like there's been great efforts by these quote-unquote elites to keep a black and white divide?
Oh, definitely, because that's what keeps a lot of them in power. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time you have someone who might be black and conservative, they are sort of drowned out, pushed out. I mean, look how they treated Van Jones who isn't, you know, he isn't a conservative, far from it, but he agreed with Trump's prison reform plan, and, you know, the left went after him. You have a good example the other day, Steny Hoyer, who is, you know, well-established Democrat. He came out against anti-Semitism at AIPAC, and the left went after him. It's more like they want to separate because that's what keeps them in power. I mean, if I recall, Booker T. Washington said a quote about that. I can't recall off my head, but there are certain people, their whole job is to keep this divide going. They make their money off the divide. And as long as that divide is there, they are wealthy. And this was said, you know, over 100, 150 years ago.
That's a very astute way to put it. Their money's on the line. If there's a divide, then they're rich. If there's not a divide and people come together. Do you see that changing at all? Because I think that there is some movement here.
The funniest part, I thought I saw it changing years ago. Actually, I think before Obama became president, I thought I saw a change where people were coming more and more together. And I hate to say it, I feel like after Obama became president, there are certain issues that came up. And instead of taking the side of, you know, wait and see, let's look at all sides, he took one side. And that just helped inflame the divide even more.
Obviously, Trump's presidency is, you know, it's almost a flashpoint. Not almost. It is a flashpoint for this country. And it just served to divide one way or another. What is the black community? Is it almost like taboo to even support anything that Trump does? Or are is there some things that the black community is for, some not? Or is it just a you know, don't go there, stay away, don't touch this?
Well, you could look, I mean, first of all, Trump had more percentage of black voters than ever before. And you're seeing more and more that are, you know, you have things in the walk away of the black bit that are changing every day. But then you have some people who are, I would say, their heels are dug in. They are convinced the man is a racist, anti-Semitic, you name it. People will call him everything. And the funniest part is some of these same people who are saying this, some of the leaders, are the same people who are by his side. You know, you go back to the 80s and 90s, you see pictures of them shaking hands with Trump, you know, at war dinners, receiving money from Trump. And now all of a sudden he's like the most racist president ever.
Yeah, it's definitely hypocrisy, no question.
Daniel, if I might interject, I mean, how can a guy has designated Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and now claims that the Golan Heights belongs to Israel possibly be in any way anti-Semitic? And the charge of being a racist is very difficult to make against Donald Trump. For example, in 1986.
Hold that thought. Hey, hold that thought right there. Hold that thought, James. Marie, can you stay one more quick segment? One more segment.
Oh, sure.
Awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Very good. Oh, maybe more. Great.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Real pleasure being joined by Marie Fisher from Project 21. Kind of get a couple more thoughts. Wait, Marie, this whole Jussie Smollett thing, obviously political favor for sure, definitely judicial favor has been shown, apparently. How deep that goes, who is pulling the strings. We hear rumors Soros wrote a check to the Attorney General. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But it's definitely, something's wrong. What are the ramifications of this?
Well, the whole situation, I look at it this way. By him doing the false report, it's going to start questioning every report people have of racism.
Yes.
And maybe some of them are not going to be as outrageous as he described, but there have been some really outrageous ones throughout the country. And now everybody's going to take it with a grain of salt. Like, did this really happen? Are you being serious? Are police departments going to investigate as hard? Are they going to spend time and resource? Or are they just going to blow it off thinking, oh, this is probably another chase? And what's the,
the boy who cried wolf or something.
Right. And in turn, that empowers those who are racist or those who are anti-Semitic or anti-gay, because then they'll think, well, you know, if police stop looking, if there's no ramifications. And then also it doesn't look good for people who make false reports. I mean, we had the issue in, you know, out of UVA where a woman made a false report. And you have other cases. So as this keeps happening, people see more false reports, and then they get off. They get no punishment for doing these false reports. It's like everybody ends up losing.
Let me transition a little bit. Earlier this week, we had a black pastor out of Dallas, one of my absolute favorite friends, really, friends and guests. But he's a preacher that teaches about the Declaration of Independence, about the beginning of our country. And I'm just so moved that a pastor is trying to unite behind these principles, that we're created in God's image, that we have rights that come from God, and let's all get behind that. I think that is the only principle in this country that really can unite people. Hey, we all can agree that our rights come from our Creator, that we all have rights, that we can go and live our life. Do you see the founding of our country? Do you see that as a rallying point, as a possibly unification point?
Possibly. And the reason I say possibly, because you still have, there's certain factors who are pushing the I would say atheist, God doesn't exist, the state is your God, your state is, so long as you have that, when you talk about God-given rights, there's a few people who don't believe in God or don't believe your rights come from God, and they'll say, well, the rights come from the state.
Mm. Well, I've talked to several atheists. I've talked to several atheists, and even they've had to admit, well, it's, I guess it's better that your rights come from outside government. I mean, even if it's not God, it's somebody else but government. Whatever, an owl. Your rights came from an owl anywhere but the government.
But you're probably more conservative-based atheists compared to what you're seeing on the left, who believe, you know, the state is everything.
True, 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 true. All right, last question I'm going to ask you. Now, one of the things that upsets me in the black community, and certainly it's happening in the white community, but in the black community, almost or just over 50% of all black pregnancies end in an abortion. And I see these black leaders that are lining up in favor of it, that are just all about Planned Parenthood, that just don't even want to address this. I'm just almost aghast. Your position from Project 21.
My position for Project 21.
Wait, either one, whatever you want to say. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. That's a little unfair, but go ahead. You got about a minute.
Okay, well, I was going to say, when you look at it, this whole situation was set up for the government, and it was almost like a perfect art. Because if you recall, in the 60s, they went out into the black community. They encouraged people to take welfare. They encouraged to take government subsidies. But part of that, the parent and the father couldn't be in the household. Then you had, in the 70s and the 80s, you had all these teenage pregnancies. You had a lot of black single moms, and you still have that. So now they're coming full arc saying, oh, well, the best way to do this, let's just have abortion. Abortion is the best way. Then you won't have all these pregnancies, and you won't have all these children, and then you won't be dependent upon the government. It's like a full arc when you look at it, and I feel like it was all done by design.
Well, what you just said, that father in the home, I've heard, you know, real intelligent people say that was one of, that was like the death knell for the black community when they incentivized that no father should be in the home.
Right. And I believe it was done on purpose. And I told someone, I said, whatever's done to the black community, that's the canary in the coal mine. Because whatever's done to the black community, it will come to everybody else eventually.
Well, you know, you talk. It used to be, oh, the black community is full of drugs and crack. Look at all the crack in L.A., which the CIA was importing. I mean, what's his name proved that. But now you're seeing, you know, quote unquote, white communities full of all the opioids. And like, oh, wait a minute. Now, you know, maybe we should be. Hold on, we got a problem now.
I think it's a canary in the coal mine. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Marie, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Maybe I'll have you on again, some other topic. Just really enjoyed meeting you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Power Hour.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What's your website so people can find more about Project 21?
It is www.project21.org. Also, you can go to nationalcenter.org.
Very good. More with James on
the website. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell insists that public safety is a top priority of his organization.
We have worked tirelessly to take a more proactive, data-driven approach to oversight that instills a safety above all else culture at the FAA.
Elwell is in the hot seat as senators are looking at airline safety amid the ongoing controversy surrounding Boeing. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the traveling public must be able to trust the airline industry.
Trust of the flying public and the safety of the aircraft they step onto. Trust of our regulatory bodies and the quality and truthfulness of the data and certifications provided and performed by industry.
At the White House on Wednesday, President Trump awards the Medal of Honor to U.S. soldier Travis Atkins, who died while shielding his comrades in Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back. JamesFetzer.org is James's new website, so please make a note, JamesFetzer.org. Over at the Power Mall, we got some great new products. We got site-wide, we have a discount because of our transition. We really appreciate you sticking with us. We really appreciate your donations, your purchases. We need them. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to thepowermall.com and buy or give us a call. Everything's on sale. That's not a drop ship. It's on sale on site and if you call 877-817-9829, of course, is Jay. Leave a message. She will get back to you. Robert Redford on today. Very important. We went over some of these things. Selenium. The Grown by Nature selenium is fantastic. The multivitamins. Grown by Nature is the best, those type of vitamins there are out there. Best I've ever seen. Alpha lipoic acid R. Sherry Rogers recommends the All Clear, the curcumin, which is great. It's just an everyday, just general tonic. What does it say? Toxic tonic. General tonic, the digestive plus to break down your food, the lithium balance. Again, Cherry Rogers takes one of those every day. Robert Redfern takes two every day. The Sera enzymes, the Sera peptase, the krill miracle, a no mercury source from South Atlantic. If you know anything about that area down there, there's not much anything down there. So mercury included. The vitamin D3. a good source and a full spectrum, the eight components of vitamin E. It's just absolutely essential. You take the vitamin E with the cod liver oil, with the phosphatidylcholine, also at the Power Mall, with the good cod liver oil, and all that comes together. It's very, all these things very important. I mean, think about the knowledge that you've learned on this show and how it's helped you in your life. So check it out, the Power Mall. Please consider a purchase. If you're not considering a purchase, maybe consider a donation. We appreciate it. We certainly take it. We certainly can use it. I mean, you see what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. Not many shows are like this. Independent truth, independent news, independent perspective. That's what we have. And one of those people certainly is James Fetzer. JamesFetzer.org, once again, his website. He's best known. I don't know what you, what are you best known for, James? Obviously, you've become pretty notorious, if you ask Google, when it comes to Sandy Hook. But are you best known for JFK investigation? What are you best known for?
Well, probably JFK and 9/11, where I founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and it took off like a rocket. I founded in December 2005. By the end of 2006, we had 800 members in four different categories. It brought researchers in many different fields together with a single unified organization, a loosely knit affiliation where we could sponsor lectures, organize conferences, promote videos and books. I maintain the website, every single item you can still find it, 911scholars.org. The organization is less active, but individual members, including myself, continue where, for example, let me mention, I'm engaged in a debate on Tuesday, April 2nd, with Steve Dack. It's entitled Rumble Over the Rubble. Dr. James Fetzer versus Steve Dack, the 9/11 debate, to end all debates. It's going to be April 2nd from 10 to midnight Eastern time at Listen at revisionmedia.org. Listen at revisionmedia.org. That's Tuesday the 2nd from 10 to midnight Eastern. It should be extremely interesting. He and I both have seconds. His is a fellow named Bill Jahan. Mine, a structural and civil engineer named Joe Olson. If you have things you'd like to review about 9/11, that would be a great opportunity.
Very cool. Yeah, Revision Media. .org or visionmedia.org. Let's get your final thought on this Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett.
His name is Jesse, but he likes Jussie, J-U-S-S-I-E.
That's weird. Anyway.
It is.
Apparently, there's a lot of weird things about him, but, you know, that's there, here or there. Jesse Smollett. Okay, last thought on that, and then let's go into your really groundbreaking case here.
Here's a series of bullet points, Daniel. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox is facing renewed scrutiny of her handling of Jussie Smollett's case after his charges were dropped. Chicago police are furious about Tuesday's decision to drop Smollett's charges. Police are demanding that Fox, that's F-O-X-X, be investigated over her handling of the case. The Fraternal Order of Police slammed her conduct as highly suspicious and accused her of political interference. They labeled the decision utterly arbitrary, capricious, and suspicious. Fox recused herself last month for exchanging texts with Smollett's relatives in the days after the attack, but she appears to have continued to maintain control. She tried to wrestle the case out of the Chicago Police Department hands and have it led by the FBI. She tried to steer the investigation in the direction of the Smollett family wanted after being contacted by former Michelle Obama aide Tina Teschen. This is all totally suspicious. I thought that Marie made the impeccable point that this appears to be political elitism, and it's going to undermine public confidence in any reports of racial attacks. This was a monster hoax. I reported it on so extensively, and frankly, this kind of cover-up, Daniel, is going to do tremendous damage to the Democrat Party's prospects for 2020. You got Kamala Harris, you got Cory Booker, you got Michelle Obama all involved in this one way or another. Frankly, it has an aroma, a stench that is simply overwhelming.
Again, we'll certainly be following this, but I think it's enough. It says, it's kind of like the Trump the Mueller investigation, the report. Like, we suspected that. We felt that instinctually. We knew that it was nonsense. It's the same thing with this. Instinctually, we know something's amiss. Was he provoked in this? Was he put up to this? Was this all a political gag to begin with? When we see this, it certainly looks like our instincts, our guesses are accurate. I mean, that's what I would say. Yeah. It sure looks like it.
Well, I think the timing, Daniel, is particularly damaging to the Democrats. This is a powerful 1-2 punch. For 2 years, we've heard nothing but this story, this utter fantasy about Russian collusion, that Trump was not a legitimate president, that it had been somehow because he was Vladimir Putin's puppet. Frankly, I've been reporting on it from the beginning. I knew there was nothing to it, that Seth Rich, who was the IT guy for the DNC, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, had become disillusioned at the way Deborah Wasserman Schultz was sabotaging Bernie's campaign, including giving 13 primaries Bernie had won to Hillary to guarantee that she would be the nominee. There was all this propaganda, all this fakery. Hillary would have an event in St. Petersburg, Florida that drew 300. Trump would be in Boca Raton pulling 30,000. But the press would fake the images and make it look as though the turnout had been equal at both events. They were rigging the polls. I think the Democrats actually got into the habit of believing their own rigged polls. There's a brilliant statistician by the name of Richard Sharnan who has a book out called 70 Billion to One, which is the odds against it not having been rigged by Hillary Clinton. 70 billion that it was rigged against one that it wasn't rigged. In other words, it's that improbable that everything would have fallen out the way it did. So Trump is exonerated, Daniel, and that's why they're trying to play up this. He's supposed to be some kind of racist mafia guy. But I began to mention why that's not going to play. In fact, Trump was noted in New York for having great interracial relations. There were never a ripple of a problem. And in 1986, he received the Ellis Island Award for non-racial humanitarianism. And yes, in the company, he was one of the three recipients. The other two were Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat on the bus in that historically notable event, and Muhammad Ali, who belongs in my pantheon of heroes with JFK, Bobby, Muhammad Ali, and Bill Russell.
Let me ask you, you mentioned, how can I put this? I don't even know how to ask this. Despite everything you said, it seems absolute true, you know, even if it's 80% true, even if it's 75% true what you say. It's absolutely true, majority certainly, what you just described, but yet CNN is still pumping the lie, pumping the other side, still throwing stuff on Trump, still ignoring. I mean, it's just like they're have they lost all legitimacy? I mean, what are we dealing with here?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. In fact, if you watch a retrospective, you'll find figures like Rachel Maddow just going all out on a limb saying, you know, Trump is a Russian puppet. You have Adam Schiff making similar claims. You have a whole host of those on the Democrat side who are making these categorical declarations which have no foundation whatsoever. Frankly, they have been living, it's a mass illusion among the left wing here. And I
delusion,
say that as a
delusion.
Guy who used to vote for Democrats. I voted twice for Bill Clinton. I voted twice for Barack Obama. And I am shocked, embarrassed, and ashamed by what the Democrat Party has turned into.
Well, don't you feel ashamed now. just kidding, James. Wow. But yet, they're still walking around like they're legitimate. I mean, it's just, what? Ugh, the gaslighting here is phenomenal. On the other side, one more segment. James, we really are going to get to your lawsuit. This really is important. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. JamesFetzer.org, The Power Hour, ThePowerMall.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch.
God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Just seemingly all over the world, you're seeing these false flag type things, manipulations by the government, whatever you want to call it. This is what's happening. We didn't even talk about New Zealand. I'm sure as time goes by, James will have more and more information about New Zealand. I'm sure we'll address that. But the situation in Sandy Hook, people have asked me my opinion is it's awful freaking suspicious. Yeah, that's what my opinion is. And James has helped me see, how can you not question Sandy Hook? I mean, once you get into the details, do I know? No, I don't. James is very confident, and he brings up a lot of points that nobody can answer. I'm completely suspicious of the whole freaking thing. And why wouldn't I be? So go ahead. Let's talk about your lawsuits, James.
Well, Daniel, your suspicions are well justified because they took an abandoned school.
Exactly.
Conducted a drill and presented it as mass murder. It was a two-day FEMA exercise, a mass casualty drill involving children. We nailed it already. in my book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which has 13 contributors, including 6 current or retired PhD professors, we all converge in the same conclusion. And when you get that kind of intellectual effort, we're not likely to be wrong. We've only had further confirmation since the book was banned by Amazon after being for sale for less than a month and selling nearly 500 copies. It was destined to be a bestseller, so they had to clamp down. Meanwhile, we've been able to establish that the children who were only identified using photographs only existed in the form of photographs. They were made up out of photographs of older children when they were younger. In some cases, it appears the parents used photographs of themselves when they were children, totally contrived. Now, what's fascinating is because I have made so many appearances and made so many key points that apparently they wanted to try to do something to tarnish me. And the Leonard Posner, who's the fake parent of a child named is Noah, who actually is a fiction made up of photographs of the fellow supposed to be his older stepbrother, Michael Fabner, who recently graduated from the University of Connecticut Storrs, where even Leonard Posner appears to have a fake name. In fact, Dr. Ia with the Fellowship of the Mind did 2 searches, national searches, using very respected search engines. They could not turn up a single person by the name of Leonard Posner in the entire United States. We believe he's actually Reuben Fabner, the father of Michael Fabner, whom he rechristened Noah Posner as a child, and why we have so many photographs of him with little Noah. Now, anyone who wants to know the basics can check out the Sandy Hook Posner v. Fetzer lawsuit for dummies on my blog. I must have 6 or 8, maybe even 10 now, about Sandy Hook. And I wanted to tell you just the bare bones of the lawsuit. They're claiming that I defamed Leonard Posner by describing a death certificate that he gave to one of my research colleagues as a fabrication. But since we know that nobody died at Sandy Hook, any death certificate for a purported decedent has to be a fabrication. This one is particularly glaring. It has no file number, has a wrong estimated time of death at 11 a.m. when officially the shooting took place between 9:30 and 9:40. It has a whole lot of typographical errors, different fonts. The spacing is different. The size is different. Clearly done on different machines. The bottom two-thirds is dark texture. The top third, light. They seem to have combined it. The bottom two-thirds of a real death certificate with the top half of a fake. And it seems the Social Security number in the bottom right has been blacked out. Now, they sued me on the ground that the state of Connecticut has certified a death certificate, and they claim that there's no material difference between that death certificate and the one I have described as a fabrication, to which I respond that if that's the case, if there's no material difference, then since we've already established that the death certificate he gave to Kelly Watt is a fabrication, that means the state of Connecticut has certified a fabricated death certificate, which is itself a crime. I would note that in the copy of the certified death certificate they sent with a complaint, there is nothing in the box for Social Security number. In other words, it appears little Noah was never assigned a Social Security number. You can't even claim a dependent if you don't have a Social Security number. And notice the artistry in blacking out the box for the Social Security number on the certificate he sent to Kelly Watt as though he were concealing the security number when it appears to be non-existent and reinforces my claim that there is no Noah Posner. We've had 2 recent developments in my last 2 blogs. If you go to jamesfetzer.org, Mona Alexis Presley, who's been doing brilliant work, has established that a U.S. passport for Noah Posner is also a fabrication. The photograph is the wrong type of photograph. It's a snapshot. He's looking to the side. It's improperly centered. With mathematical specificity, we have demonstrated that this U.S. passport that Lenny Posner had up on his own website to establish the identity of Noah Posner is itself a fabrication. And let me add, the faking of a U.S. passport is a violation of federal law. A guy who's willing to violate federal law to fake a passport is certainly willing to fake a death certificate to create the false impression that he lost a son. And it turns out he has a so-called Honor, H-O-N-R.com network that he's using to attack all research about Sandy Hook all over the net. He's claimed responsibility with his colleagues for taking down 10,000 content items or more, where a single video of mine causes one content item. He's taken down over 10,000. Well, we have now been able to establish that the Honor Network wasn't created in relation to Sandy Hook, even though he declares that it was founded after Sandy Hook. It actually was created like on the 5th of September 2005, 7 years before Sandy Hook. The real name, the HONR, stands for Hands-On Network Resources. So it appears he did a conversion in order to keep the cash flow coming in. In other words, he's making a whole lot of money off of this elaborate fraud. It's theft by deception. I have filed a counterclaim against him on grounds of abuse of process because there was nothing legitimate to justify the lawsuit. Fraud and theft by deception. And also perpetrating a fraud on the court by filing the case in a name other than his actual name. This is all extremely revealing. And get this, when you look deeply into it, it turns out that those who feigned having children who died at Sandy Hook, the 26 surviving families split between $27 and $130 million. That's between $1 and $5 million apiece for faking having lost a child at Sandy Hook. And now he's turned this Honor Network, which he converted after Sandy Hook, into a cash cow. It's embarrassingly bad. But we're blowing him out of the water, Daniel. We're blowing him out of the water. If you want to have your eyes open about Sandy Hook, go to my blog and start reading backwards my blogs about Sandy Hook.
JamesFetzer.org is the website. He's in the middle of the lawsuit there and really is raising some big problems for the plaintiff, so to speak. We've had our own experiences here with Pauser and anything we put about Fetzer. You know about YouTube, everything. We stand with James Fetzer's ability and his right to speak. We're very glad to have him on. We thank you so much for his veracity. And, James, just an absolute pleasure. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel. Always.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow there'll be a replay, and then the next day, Daniel Esselin is going to be guest hosting some really good guests. Hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.